We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Carroll Kuemper Catholic is heading to the Dome for the state championship game in Class 2A as they prepare to take on the Bulldogs of Van Meter. Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Kuemper Catholic, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team as you prepare for this championship game against the Dogs?
You know, the kids have been working really hard, too. You know, they've done a great job so far this year, too. They did an excellent job in the semifinal game, too, and just excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, big semifinal win over Wilton. The passing game seemed like it went to another level with Brock Batting throwing for 388 yards. What did you see overall in the passing game there that was able to work against Wilton?
I thought our kids just ran, you know, it was kind of all three levels. You know, the O-line gave them time. Then our guys ran good hard routes too, and Brock did a good job of improvising and just kind of taking what's there, getting the ball out quick sometimes.
I mean, Brock has been pretty steady throwing. I mean, mostly around 200 yards, 220, maybe 170, whatever. But these last couple of games, it seems like the numbers have gone up a little bit. 275 against Cherokee, 388 against Wilton. What have you just seen in the passing game that has forced you to go to the air these last couple of weeks?
You know, the deeper you get in the playoffs, you know, the better the, you know, the D-line and things like that, D-line and linebackers get too. And then, like, you know, it's a lot of it is, you know, they stop the run. We got to look to get the ball out, keep the sticks moving. So a lot of it is just, you know, it's just a part of our offense of, you know, we want to keep the sticks moving. You know, a lot of those completions were still 3, 4, 5 yards and some of our kids made plays. So, you know, it's just kind of built in.
I know I've asked you before about your wide receivers, but I wanted you to talk about them again. I mean, you got some really good ones with big numbers with Griffin Glenn and Brayton Alford, along with Braxton Vanami and Ryan Lucas. I don't know, just if you can go through those guys and what their strengths are as a receiving core.
Sure. I mean, the first thing is that they're selfless. You know, they don't care who's getting the ball to. You know, it's not a me thing. It's definitely a we. And a lot of those times it's, you know, them blocking for each other too, or they have to run a certain route to get the other guy open or whatever it is too. But I think just the time and effort they each put in, you know, all four of those guys read stuff all summer long. They put in the time, they put in the effort, they stay before and after practice to get timing down. So that's the biggest thing I say is this, you know, they're all selfless. You know, they all have, you know, good speed, good hands, and that too. I think it's their ability to care about the team more than themselves is a huge thing for them.
Yeah, and I bet you Brock loves it when he's got a lot of options like that.
It doesn't hurt, no. Yeah, he does a good job of, you know, just taking what's there too, not having a favorite guy, just, you know, just that's just kind of how our offense is built.
Yeah. So when you look at Van Meter, what's the first thing you look at?
No, I mean, there's a tough physical team. You know, they've got a lot of good linemen, good running backs, really good skilled players. Just overall very, very tough, gritty team that's been challenged many times this year too. And, you know, obviously well coached and stuff like that too. So it'll be a good one.
What do you see from them defensively? I mean, they got one guy, Christian Williams, who's got a lot of attention. He's only a sophomore, 78 and a half tackles. But what do you see from their team defense overall?
Yeah, you know, they're really fundamentally sound too. You know, they get lined up right, don't have too many mistakes or blown coverages, physical, you know, just mixing up their coverages, things like that too. Just a really, really sound defense. They'll bring some pressure. Sometimes they'll drop it. Just do a lot of things, kind of keep you guessing.
Yeah. And then what about their offense? I mean, nothing really blows you away statistically with them. I guess they just do things right.
Yeah. I mean, like, They do a good job too, and they're good for busting a few run or pass plays every game too. So, you know, they're happy to get in the 3, 4, 5 yards playing from the sticks too. But then they definitely have the skilled players in line that can bust one open for any of their guys.
What's going to be the challenge for your defense when you deal with this Bulldog offense?
It comes down to the basics. You know, I think it's reading keys and then getting off a box and tackling is always kind of our main things we got to focus on.
I mean, what style of offense do they run that you're going to have to deal with?
It's a lot of traditional plays, but they get the ball well, and they'll do some quarterback replays and pull it, and then they'll hit small pass plays, and then they'll send guys deep too. So kind of just kind of guard and be ready for everything.
Yeah. What is it about the atmosphere at the Dome that that ramps things up for the kids, and how do you try to keep, you know, just take the kids down a notch to stay within themselves to play through some of that.
Yeah, we just kind of been talking about it all week. You know, like, you know, it's going to be hot, you know, hydration, it's going to be loud. We practice loud music on. Just all those little things where, you know, we just let them know, like, hey, this won't be like a normal game, but you're going to have extra focus, extra communication, no plays off, those type of those tails. And we've done that in practice as well. And just can we kind of talk about, you know, each day, different little things. We have to be mindful of their nutrition, their sleep patterns, you know, just being locked into the game and not being distracted by the dome itself.
And just overall, what do you make of this opportunity for you and your football team to get a chance to play for a state championship?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the kids' opportunity. You know, they've worked hard for it. They're the ones that have gotten us here. And just a great group of kids, too, that, you know, I'm excited to get out there and go watch them compete one more time.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck. Try and bring home a state title this week. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Steenkamp, head coach for Kemper Catholic and the Knights, joining me here on KSOM.